He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby.
Up,
what is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Russell Wilson starting the season on fire. The Packers got a big win over the Saints, but we start with the NBA where we now know the finals matchup. It will be the Heat joining the Lakers as Bam Adebayo went off in the game last night to finish the series and take them to the finals. Jalen, what did you see from the Heat?
I saw a player that earned his nickname Bam. As somebody that's old enough to have watched the Flintstones growing up, this is why I felt like the Miami Heat should advance in this series. Yeah, the Celtics have more lottery picks and overall seem to have more skill and talent, but the Miami Heat are a well-oiled machine, and that guy we just showed, Bam, was physically dominant up front. Tice didn't have a chance to guard him off the dribble, in the post, in half court, in transition. Can't really put Cantor out there. He's not much of a defender. He really exposed the weakness as it relates to up front with the Boston Celtics defensively.
Jalen, you know I will front run and I will jump on a bandwagon, and I'm so happy to be on this one with the Miami Heat. And you know I love Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson so much, because when they're on the court, I feel like I'm on the court. And the two of them both contributed last night. Duncan Robinson is finally starting to show up and hit some shots. I love this Heat team so much. And we will have plenty of time to dedicate to previewing this finals matchup for you. But, Jalen, right now it is time to give the Heat their flowers, because there aren't too many people that pick them to come out of the East. And here they are with a trip to the NBA Finals in the bubble. And, Jalen, you said that there was something that happened last night, a key play that sort of changed the momentum of the game and brought the Heat to the finals. What play was that?
Celtics just were a second half team, in particular led by Jason Tatum. But in yesterday's game, Jaylen Brown started to have an impact defensively. He and Marcus Smart were getting deflections. They were getting steals, including against Tyler Hero. And this play right here, Jacoby, that should have been an and one for Jaylen Brown. He wouldn't have gotten injured, wouldn't have been hobbled the rest of the game. They wouldn't have called timeout, and the Miami Heat wouldn't have gotten 2 points going the other way. That was a major play in the game that ultimately ended up being a no call as we put a button on the Celtics season.
Ended up being a no call and ended the Celtics season. We will see this young core in the playoffs again, but now we turn our attention to the gridiron, and what a day it was yesterday all throughout the NFL, but specifically for a gentleman by the name of Russell Wilson. He has played 3 games, and he has thrown 14 touchdown passes in those 3 games, 3 of them to Lockett yesterday. Jalen, they beat the Cowboys. It was close, but Russell Wilson is on a tear. What do you see from him?
I see somebody that is a member of a power couple, and you know we celebrate those on this program. And I remember there was times where people were trolling him and he wasn't getting MVP votes. And now all of a sudden he's putting up records that we haven't seen in the first 3 games. And Lockett looks like a rocket, because he's out there wide open. Metcalf could have had another touchdown, except he was tiptoeing at the goal line and got the ball stripped from him. This Seattle team, led by Pete Carroll, and Russell Wilson has been explosive offensively. Hopefully Jamal Adams doesn't have to miss extended time with his injury.
Yep, Jamal Adams, a key part of that defense. He was hurt, but also a key part of their offense, Chris Carson, was injured. And he was injured on this play that I can't wait to talk to you about. You have the Cowboys' Tristan Hill with this tackle and rollover of the leg that led to Carson missing time. Jalen, do you think this was a dirty tackle?
The football I grew up knowing and loving, it was not. But in today's game, it is. And I was surprised that more wasn't made of this play, because usually these are the plays that not only get somebody flagged, but get them ejected and or suspended and or fined. It'll be interesting to see how the league plays it going forward.
When I saw this play, I expected him to be ejected. I expected suspension to come down and a fine to come down. It's just too obvious, and also it shouldn't be this way, but the injury also amplifies it. Because he was hurt and because he could miss extra time, I think the league will take a longer look at this, and I expect him to be suspended for a game, and I expect him to be a lot lighter in the pockets because of a fine.
3 down Jalen. Back, so very underrated. They're going to need him to make their goals happen.
They really are. And they use him a lot in the passing game as well. Russell Wilson, what a start he has had. He is going to give the two gentlemen that we will watch tonight a run for the next MVP trophy. But before we start getting ahead of ourselves to tonight's game, another big game yesterday between two future Hall of Fame quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, beat the Saints. The Saints have a slow start. Do you think this was more about Rodgers being great or the Saints underperforming?
This definitely more about Rodgers being great because Matt LaFleur and he seem to be on the same page, and this is without Devontae Adams. And so now all of a sudden you see Aaron Rodgers comfortable in the pocket, making his weapons around him better. This team is going to continue to improve. A scary sight for the NFC. The one thing I saw for the Saints is I love to see Kamara catching so many balls and scoring touchdowns, and I know that they were playing without Michael Thomas. But Drew Brees got this dinking and dunking, Jacoby. He dinking and dunking. I saw like 5 yards. You know, I'm like, they're going to have to unlock the field if they really going to do something in the NFC. But the talks of his demise after early weeks were greatly over-exaggerated.
That's like I said earlier, I'm going to wait until Thanksgiving. I'm going to wait until I'm wearing a winter coat before I start talking about Drew Brees' demise. However, I can't help but notice, like you, that he rarely throws the ball over 10 yards. And he said after last week that his job isn't to throw the ball far. His job is to get wins. However, when you watch the Saints this year, how many wins? Wait, I'm sorry. How many wins did they? Oh, that's right. They don't have wins. So maybe his job should be to throw it further downfield. Do you think Sean Payton will change their approach and start to throw it further downfield as they move forward in the season?
Again, it helps when you have the number one option in the NFL to cut a record. That's the security blanket, not only for a quarterback, but for an older quarterback in Drew Brees. But at the same time, when he did play, he only caught 3 balls. So when both of those things are happening concurrently, it's going to be easier to evaluate where we feel like Drew Brees is and will be for the season going forward.
Obviously, I do know that the Saints did beat the Bucs and another older quarterback in Tom Brady in Week 1, but they have not won since then. And there is a team, as I mentioned earlier in this segment, I will jump on a bandwagon. I will front run. And I have decided to become a full-fledged member of Bills Mafia because I love this Bills team so much. The combination of Allen and Diggs, they got out to a huge lead, almost blew it. But then the final drive, you give Josh Allen the ball and they move down the field. Did this pass interference play change the game? Was it actually a pass interference? I don't think so. But you know what? I'm part of Bills Mafia. I might break a table, Jalen. I might break a table. Now, Jalen, do what? I might break a table. I really might. Jalen, do you think that pass interference play? Go ahead.
The pass interference play did have a major influence. It was a ticky-tack call, but it was actually the correct call. And I agree with you on Josh Allen, his 5 total TDs. You should be excited about Bills Mafia. But some of the things you've done on this show, as I look at the footage of the people that are jumping and breaking their backs on chairs and hitting cans on their head, you fit right in with them because that seems like a cultural thing. We had you in the picture earlier with your Miami guys. We see you pictured in front of your Beastie Boys. I see you excited about Josh Allen. You have earned the right to be a full-fledged Die Easy member of Bills Mafia. I'm pretty sure they'll welcome you with open arms.
Listen, I will support the Bills until they lose. As long as they're undefeated, because I'm a front runner. As long as they're undefeated, I'm part of Bills Mafia. But once they start losing, I'm off that so fast. Jalen, it is time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, I'm about to show you footage that feels like it's from the future because you and I are old. We're washed up. We used to watch a show called Voltron. And Jalen, look at this footage of this classic gigantic humanoid robot. That is a real thing, Jalen. That is a Gundam robot. It exists in Japan. Jalen, do you think that these type of robots will one day run this planet instead of us?
They will never run this planet because we control them, we program them, and we can unplug them at any time. That reminds me when I was young, though, it was like Ultraman. I used to watch him on TV, or Giant Robot was another one. There, as I see the the robot taking a knee. So what was he doing? Run that footage again. What was he
doing? they programmed the robot to take a knee in support of Colin Kaepernick. Look, if Colin Kaepernick's not in the NFL, we're going to have this robot take a knee as a gesture to support Colin Kaepernick getting back in the NFL, because there are some teams that could definitely use his help. We have a huge Monday Night Football game tonight between the Ravens and the Chiefs. Stay tuned. We will preview that for you right after this.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Steel. Are you ready for a steal?
It's a new day on ESPN Radio with new voices that have big things to say. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
That's how you build a winning culture.
The Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz.
You are like the Einstein of life.
Reading.
How ridiculously good was that?
The Max Kellerman Show.
Why not get out in front of it?
And Janaean Golick Jr.
I knew we were destined for greatness.
All day, every day.
Big names, new voices.
It is time to go to work.
Real talk. Weekdays on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and smart speakers everywhere.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we had so many games in the NFL that it is now time for you to tell us which ones we will discuss. It's a segment that we call Keep It Moving.
Woo-tang!
If you want to discuss the game, say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man keep it moving. And we start with a dramatic quarterback change for Chicago. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
The Chicago Bears were playing the Falcons. The Falcons had a large lead in the fourth quarter, and we all know what happens with Falcons leads in the second half. They brought Foles in for Trubisky and got a comeback win. What do you think this means for the future of the position in Chicago?
See, that's the duality, because if you're Mitchell Trubisky, they name you the starting quarterback. Hopefully you can keep it longer than 3 weeks. For them to already be taking you out of the game, that is not good. He probably won't see the field again unless Foles gets hurt. On the other side, you talked about the Falcons and blowing leads, whether it was the Super Bowl or even last week against the Cowboys. This is something you start to look at their coaching staff. You're not going to do anything about Matt Ryan because he's been an MVP in this league. But maybe there might be a time to get a makeover happening with the Falcons. They were playing without Julio Jones, really has shown promise, but this team has seemed to plateau in the NFC.
Yeah, they really have. The Falcons team has disappointed year after year, especially last season and so far this season. And giving up these big leads just becomes contagious. It just happens over and over again to this franchise and these fans. But Jalen, I agree with you. I do not think Mitch Trubisky is going to start another game for the Chicago Bears as long as Nick Foles is healthy. And if Nick Foles can continue to perform the way he did in the second half of this game, he might have a starting position for him for the Bears for quite some time. Moving on to another new quarterback in a new place, Cam Newton and the Patriots got a win over the Raiders. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Great to see Burke hit his head on the goalpost a couple of times. Cam keeps on rolling. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Texans have really stumbled out of the gate this season. Keep it moving or
hit the brakes.
Texans have now lost 3 of 3 games, and this time they went down to the Steelers. Do you think this was more about Big Ben performing well or Deshaun and the Texans not having it together?
I think this is about one thing, ownership. And I'm going to give everybody the main bullet to follow when they talk about the Houston Texans. All you want Bill O'Brien to do is get Deshaun to re-sign. The goal for them clearly was it to pay top dollar to build a roster around him, or they would have kept D-Hop. So Deshaun and D-Hop are like, you know what? We got to separate so we can both get our bread. Except D-Hop gets to play with Kyler Murray, and Deshaun gets his bread, and now all of a sudden he clearly doesn't have the requisite weapons. Now if you're the ownership, as I bring this full circle, you change the coach. Because you already got Deshaun signed. I've seen this happen so many times in sports.
Yes, I will be surprised if Bill O'Brien is still coaching this team come next season. Moving on to a game that was kind of a game, but not really a game. It was a tie between the Bengals and the Eagles. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
A tie. Keep it moving, dog.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Tom Brady moves the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to 2-1 with a win over the Broncos. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
No surprises. Good to see Evans get a touchdown. Tom Brady, hit the brakes on this one.
Jalen, Tom Brady, you know, him and Gronkowski connected a couple times. They hadn't really been doing that. But I have to be honest. I have no idea who the starting quarterback is for the Broncos. Like, I don't even know who's playing the position for the Denver Broncos right now. They've got guys in there that I have not heard of before playing for the Broncos. What do you think they will do with that position?
This is the frustration that you alluded to earlier when we showed the robot. There are jobs out there for people like Colin Kaepernick if you really want to fill out your roster and give a legit opportunity to somebody that can help you win games. But for some strange reason, guys in Denver won't give them that look.
Jalen, when the NFL schedule was released, we all circled this day on the calendar because it is the day that we will see the Ravens and the Chiefs. Of course, we're going to hit the brakes on this one. Now, Jalen, the Chiefs had trouble with a rookie quarterback and the Chargers last week. I'm predicting the Ravens will win this one easily. What do you think will happen tonight when the two former MVPs face
off? Here's what I'm predicting. As a longtime fan of the game, somebody that's played more John Madden than anybody, somebody that watches every snap of every game. You know what I see with these two teams, besides the fact that they have dual threat quarterbacks who are fantastic with their arms, is that they embody how the wide receiver position has actually changed. Usually you were looking for somebody that looked like Julio Jones or had hands like DeAndre Hopkins. Now, if you notice, Russell Wilson is throwing the ball 3 touchdowns to Tyler Lockett. Okay, Mahomes is throwing it to the cheetah. The Ravens threw it less to the wide receivers than any team in the National Football League. And so usually it was about get that 6'4", 6'5" receiver and try to throw him the ball 10 times a game. But those great talents, even like an Odell Beckham, aren't getting those looks in today's game. So interestingly enough, for these two squads, the ground game is going to be a major key, even though they have 2 reigning regular season and Super Bowl MVPs performing under center.
And we didn't get this matchup last year in the playoffs. Like, I really thought that we were headed for a Ravens-Chiefs AFC Championship game, and then the Titans came along and sort of ruined all of that, but we get it tonight. And one thing that I'm going to key on is the Chiefs adding Clyde Edwards-Helaire just seems unfair. Honestly, if I was an owner of a team or a general manager of a team, and I looked at all those other general managers that didn't pick Helaire until he got to the Chiefs, it just doesn't seem fair because what he adds to them is a back that can run between the tackles. As you can see right here, he can catch it in the flat. He can make people miss. He adds an element to the Chiefs' offense that they honestly didn't even need because they won the Super Bowl. But he, tonight, is going to be a key if they're going to beat the Ravens.
That accentuates my point. When you add to a strength, that's exactly what the Ravens did. Led the NFL in rushing yardage, and they add Dobbins from Ohio State. The Chiefs understood that their run game was their weakness, so they add a national champion. So now you don't have to worry about those positions, and you protect your superstar quarterback.
You know Joe Burrow and Clyde Edwards-Helaire text sometimes because they both were on that national championship LSU team, and now Joe Burrow's celebrating a tie because he's on the Bengals, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire has already made plans to go to the Super Bowl with the Chiefs. Jalen, something happened in the NFL yesterday that I never thought I would ever see. The Detroit Lions won a football game in the NFL. We will celebrate that when we come back. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. WNBA playoffs continue Tuesday night at 7:30 on ESPN2. It is the Sun against Las Vegas Aces. And thank you so much for watching us on TV, but don't forget, you must subscribe, rate, and review to our podcast. We always have exclusive content on the audio version, Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it hasn't happened for 336 days, but yesterday was the 337th day, and it was the day the Lions won a professional football game. The Detroit Lions beat the Arizona Cardinals. And because we love the Cardinals so much on this show, We have retitled it the Cardinals News Network here at ESPN for brief passages in which we discuss the Cardinals, but today it's all about the Lions. If there's one sound that encapsulates how you feel about this Lions victory, what is that?
And see, Jacoby, these are the days that it pay off to be a diehard fan. When your team loses 11 straight, drops at the goal line by your first round picks, okay, can't find a way to get out of your own way. And then all of a sudden, it was like a parent watching his two sons compete against one another, rooting for Hopkins to get 10 catches because he's a friend of the show and my brother and he's on my fantasy team. And we're the Cardinals News Network. But however, this is hometown, baby. And I feel good. This is for Al Bubba Baker. This is for Billy Sims. This is for Jeff Chadwick, Barry Sanders. This is for Benny Blades. All of the people who have, William Gay, all of the people who have donned this Lions uniform.
Jalen, I thought that this was going to be the second time that your franchise went 0-16, but 1-15 is very much a possibility after watching this performance, because I saw this game as a failure of the Cardinals to beat the Lions. How do you have Larry Fitzgerald have one catch for 0 yards? How does that even happen? Kyler Murray, three interceptions. And I also want to say this. Keyshawn Johnson, our colleague. There's another Keyshawn Johnson in the leagues, and he got more targets, it felt like, than anybody else on the Cardinals. I do not understand this game plan that Cliff Kingsbury put out there, and I do not even understand how they lost to the Lions, but enjoy your day. We will be back tomorrow to discuss the big Monday Night Football game on ESPN2 at 2. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is recording podcast exclusive content. Jalen, it feels like it was 13 days ago, but just this weekend, the Los Angeles Lakers found their way into the NBA Finals. And LeBron James has now been in 9 of the last 10 NBA Finals. Can you imagine that, Jalen? What did you think of the Lakers beating the Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals?
What up, it's your boy Kevin out of 2.
It's an outstanding accomplishment, and it reminds me of Christmas morning and one of my favorite Christmas jingles. On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 10 NBA Finals appearances, 6 consecutive buckets, unassisted in the closeout game, 5 different coaches, 4 MVPs, 3 finals MVPs, 2 responsibilities socially and basketball, and 1 title to LA is gonna happen this year. And a partridge in a pear tree. LeBron delivers, dog. Like on Christmas really morning. You know, you got a house full of kids. How are they on March 24th? And how are they on December 24th and December 25th?
Much different. Much more enthusiastic on December 25th than March 25th. Much more enthusiastic. They start asking for stuff for next Christmas, like the 27th. They're like, next Christmas? Can I have a new bike? It's like, it just happened 2 days ago. I think, you know, I just want to just send a message to you and to everyone that picked the Clippers, is when you look at a roster and LeBron James is not on the roster, just don't pick them to go to the finals. It's just that simple. If you're in the same conference as LeBron James and you pick another team to go to the finals, you're just doing it backwards. LeBron James, 38 points. 16 rebounds and 10 assists in a closeout game. Again, 38, 16, and 10. He's scoring more than his age. LeBron James is so good.
LeBron James, like I said, like Santa Claus, delivers. And I was one of the people that anticipated that the Clippers would beat the Lakers. But I'm so very disappointed that they didn't even make it to play against them. Mm-mm. That makes it even worse. And while we're looking at the East and giving the Heat their flowers, you know they got the fourth worst win percentage of any team to make the finals. Not many five seeds make the finals. So while I'm looking at the Clippers, I'm looking at the Bucks too. I'm looking at both of them sideways. So, yeah, you can get on me about my pick and all of that. And Paul gave himself a nickname, but right now he way off P. Pandemic P. Because I'm on that ship right now. I picked them. I roll with them. And you know how much I love Giannis. I did not want him to lose to the Heat. And you know how much I love the Miami Mafia. I've been talking about him on this show for 10 years. I gave him that name. So I'm looking at the Clippers and the Bucks sideways.
I'm looking at both those teams and wondering what will they look like after next season? Because both those teams are underperforming. And do you know who's a free agent after next season? Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Both of those franchises underperform next season. I believe that all three of those players will be on different teams. If they perform next season like they did this season, I think all three of those players will be on different teams. It's not your era anymore. Moving teams just doesn't have the stigmatism that it used to have for people your age. You can, with LeBron James, if it comes to fruition, LeBron James will have three titles on three teams. I mean, obviously,
so
two of the
watching teams. Watching football yesterday reminded me of what you just acknowledged, but I want to go a little bit deeper. It's the difference to me of being Dwayne Haskins, who I saw throw 50 touchdowns in college, get drafted by Washington. They don't even have a name. He got drafted by a team that doesn't even have a name, dog. You know, that is not setting you up for success. And I compared him in reverse to Odell Beckham Jr. Because in New York, sometimes you appreciate everything that comes with playing. Being on the covers of Madden and becoming a cult figure. And then you now look back and it's like, well, Eli ain't all that bad. No. And then when you leave, the Giants stink and the Browns stink. So you can't win. One other player, Jamal Adams, watching him on the sideline. He escaped from the Jets. And you remember, that's why we retire certain words on our show. Like, I saw the words, oh, he getting shipped out from the Jets. Oh, he getting moved. Like, he getting saved. He escaping. That's the greatest thing that could have happened for him. What are you saying? It's not a bad thing he got traded from the Jets. Them and the Giants, the only way either one of them might win a game is if they play each other. Like, both of those franchises stink. And so for Haskins, I feel bad for the young fella. I really did watching football yesterday.
I can't believe the Browns got a win. And Odell Beckham, it is true. If you 3 years ago, you tapped me on the shoulder and said, Odell Beckham's going to be on the Browns and he's not going to have 100 yards in a game. I'm like, what? Like, it seemed impossible. It seemed like every time he caught a slant pass, it was a touchdown. When he was with the Giants, you remember every time he would catch a 7-yard slant, he would just run past the safeties and score a touchdown. And now look at him. Things come quickly. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And if you leave us a voicemail, we'll put it on the show just like this.
What up, bro? It's your boy Kevin out of 219 calling once again. Got another soft move, a boss move for you. Soft move, boss move, color coordinated your socks and your boxers to match your outfit. I can't go out of the house or even just be in the house rocking anything if it doesn't match together. Even stuff that 99% of the world is never going to see, like my socks, what's underneath my shoes, and what's underneath my pants. But in my mind, they all still got to coordinate in some fashion. Soft move, boss move, gentlemen. Let me know.
Wow. Kevin from Northwest Indiana really just blew my mind with that one. Because I can honestly say this, I have never, ever, 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 ever coordinated my drawers or my socks with my outfit. My socks, maybe, if I'm dressing up. But never, ever, ever coordinated my drawers with my outfit. Jalen, soft move or boss move, coordinating your drawers with your outfit.
So, a couple of things. I normally don't coordinate my underwear unless I feel like somebody else gonna see them. It might be Valentine's Day, Jacoby. It might be your wife's birthday. There might be a time when she sees your entire outfit. Those are the opportunities for me to coordinate with my underwear. Now, socks, been doing that since the Fab Five. The whole world knows. The shoes, the socks, black, hey, it became a cult phenomenon thing. There was one time in the NBA, you can Google this. We should do a story time on this. It just reminded me of a story. And I love seeing so many people doing story times. Y'all know where the original came from. I was a member of the Toronto Raptors and knew I was about to get traded. And I think that week, they started bringing me off the bench. And we played against somebody and my minutes and my opportunity was limited. But I knew that we were about to play the Knicks because they were rumored to be trading for me. And wink, wink, I probably talked to like about 10 or 12 people between then and when I got traded. And so I showed up at the game, Jacoby, all black everything. Black earrings, black hoodie, jacket, short pants, boots, and underwear. And I said that to the media. Because after the game, I actually was one of the people, I was one of the three people at the time that scored 30 points in less than 25 minutes. Now y'all see that happen as no big deal because the pace of the game and just players shoot more threes and then they're just better than I am or whatever. But at that time, that's why I remember. So I did coordinate my underwear. So I'll say to our caller, if somebody's gonna see your underwear, I don't know if you're single, I don't know if you're married, I don't know your personal dynamics, but if somebody's gonna see your underwear, you should coordinate them.
Well, I have a couple things. Number one, I switched to Lululemon underwear and I'm never going back. If anyone's listening to this and you're thinking about investing in some expensive underwear, Lululemon underwear, I'm never wearing anything other than Lululemon underwear. But Jalen, you've admitted on this program before something that I want to dive into. You throw away your socks and drawers after you wear them. True or false?
Not proud of it. Not proud.
I mean, dog.
Not proud. Not proud.
You throw away your drawers?
So when you pour, there's certain motivations you have. There were times in my life where I was walking around with holes in my socks and they was dirty and everybody was teasing me, dog. They was laughing at me. They was kiki and they was laughing at me, dog. I had holes in my socks. I didn't want to take off my shoes. I used to fold my socks over at the top before I slid my foot in there. So when you took it off, it was folded over and you can see the holes in there. Like, I lived that life. I've lived the streaker life. Not being able to change my drawers or the lemonade life where you got stains in them.
Lemonade.
Going to the bathroom. I lived that life. I'm good. So I'm like, dog, I need to get paid. And if I get paid, I'm gonna treat myself like royalty. It's gonna be clean drawers. It's gonna be clean socks. It's gonna be clean undershirts. I just told myself. So,
good for you, Mr.
If I rock a pair of underwear and even think about being a streak or lemonade out. I mean, think about
lemonade
it.
Lemonade was a popular drink, it still is.
My stomach could be hurting and I'll still just throw them away thinking about it.
I got some pairs of drawers that have been with me for like 20 years. I really do. I really do. Thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much for the call, Kevin. We got time for one more voicemail, too. We got.
What's going on, Jalen and Jacoby? This is Spencer from Virginia. I love the show. Long time listener, first time caller. So hopefully this gets on. I have maybe it's a cultural thing, but maybe it's an age thing. Jalen, I know you jump on people for traveling with the little neck pillows, but I'm curious. I've heard a lot of people travel with their home pillows. Is that something you guys are subscribing to, or is that just me? I think it's kind of weird, but my mom does it, so hopefully you guys feel the way I do. But keep giving the people what they want, and love the show. Looking forward to your feedback.
Thank you for the love. Appreciate the call. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We give the people what they want. Your voice can be acknowledged on J&J. And I want to make sure I say something. I don't jump on people because they have neck pillows. I judge them. It's even worse. Like, I would care if I jumped on you. I would actually care if I jumped on you. I'm like, hey, man, why don't you think about this? Or why don't you consider that? Judging you mean like I'm not even gonna waste my time and energy. I'm just off you. I'm judging you. So they're way different in my eyes. The other thing I want to say, I'm assuming that your mom is older than me. I'm almost 50. There's a certain point of life when you get like about 60, you can do whatever you want. You get diarrhea of the mouth. Like you just do whatever you want. I'm gonna be that person. Just do and say whatever you want. I can imagine what Hubie Brown really be wanting to say when he watched those games. We need to get an unedited. I want to go 12 months, one final season of Hubie Brown lost tapes. But we just get them unfiltered. Because he in his 80s, dog. You know he got some stuff he want to say about the game. So I am judging you with a neck pillow. I'm extremely judging you if you walk out of your house with a pillow you just took off of your bed and had the nerve to get in a car or a cab or on a taxi with it. You gonna go through security with a house pillow? Oh man. Hey man.
I travel really light. I'll go for like a 5-day trip with just like a backpack. You know what I mean? So I'm not carrying a pillow out the house. However, I have very strong pillow opinions. I do not like big fluffy pillows. And a lot of times, if you go to a hotel, hotels just have huge, gigantic fluffy pillows. I'm a thin pillow person. Thin pillow is very important to me. So while I would never ever walk out of the house with my home pillow, I will oftentimes get to a hotel, lie down on the bed, and just be like, I can't even sleep here because the pillows are too big. So anyone else who is a thin pillow person that goes to a hotel, I've got a piece of advice for you. I've changed the game. I've adapted. I've evolved. You take the pillowcase off. You go to the bathroom. You get one or two towels. Put the towels in the pillowcase, and that is how I will sleep. Because I am more comfortable sleeping with towels inside of a pillowcase than I am with a big pillow that makes my neck crooked.
I gotta ask a couple of follow-up questions.
Okay. Because
we talked about you keeping the same underwear for 20 years, and like our producer D just said in my ear, that's 15 years too long.
Mm-hmm.
You also said that when you go on the trip, you pack lightly, and you put all of your items in a backpack.
Yep.
So if you're going on a trip that's 3 days, how many pairs of underwear go with you?
5-6. Because I always plan on working out. I never do it, but I always plan on working out, which means you got to go 2 draws a day. But what I don't do is bring 2 pairs of pants. I'm wearing the same jeans for the whole trip. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just bringing one pair of sneakers. You're going to see me. You won't even know because I'll have mad different shirts. But all I'm bringing is shirts, socks, and draws. And I'm wearing the same jeans the entire time. And I'm not washing them. I'm not doing anything about that. I'll have 3-4 different looks, but I will only have one pair of pants. That's how I lighten up the load when I travel. Because I don't want to check a bag. I haven't checked a bag
in
like
10 years. Well, here's what I want you to know. I learned this a long time. It ain't that people don't notice. It's just that they're not saying anything to you. They're saying something. They're just doing it behind your back.
Nah. I basically wear the same pair of pants every single day. I basically do. The same pair of jeans every single day. I wash them. You'll never believe this. I actually wash my jeans because I played basketball. I was with the kids. I got the girls some new bikes with training wheels, and we were at the park. And
dope,
I was like, man,
dope.
You know what? There was a pickup basketball game going on. And I said, you know what? Forget my kids. They'll be fine. So I just played pickup. You know, I gave the kids to the nanny, and I played like 4 games of pickup. Lost the last 3 games.
Ooh.
It was basically my fault. But man, I'm playing in jeans. Those jeans were sweaty and gross. I felt like throwing them away like you do with a pair of your drawers. They were just soaked, wet, gross, sweaty jeans. So I actually washed my jeans for the first time in like a year. That's right. Jalen, I want to acknowledge something. Do you hear this music behind us? Do you know who's on the ones and twos?
I do.
Do you know who's returned? Reg the Ledge has returned. Reg the Ledge and the ones and twos. Tommy Edwards is our director. We got a control room. Man, I never thought this day would ever happen.
Reggie's back. How to survive a pandemic.
Tommy's back. It's almost feeling like things are getting back to normal. Now, if only my kids could go to school. Come on. Come on, DOE. Come on. Stop messing around. I need to send my kids to school.
All I know is this. I looked down at my phone yesterday, and each of my barbers won raises.
That's messed up. Yo, Andy Authentic's coming up. He's about to not have time for you anymore. You know, he's about to stop answering your texts.
He cut me off on Sunday. Jacob, I'm texting back and forth. I'm talking to him on Friday. I'm like, yeah, and then we'll do this on Sunday. He's like, oh, I forgot to tell you that I was going to Philly Saturday night and doing a seminar Sunday. Then the music stopped. I'm like,
you know the seminar is just a PowerPoint with a bunch of pictures of your head. That's what the seminar is. A bunch of pictures of your head. That's the Philly's seminar.
I'm like, you know Philly's 2 hours away, so maybe instead of sleeping there Saturday, we could just get a cut on Sunday, and then you can go after that.
I know what happened.
You know what I'm saying?
So you have countdown on Wednesday, right? So you're not going to get you're not going to get a cut between now and Wednesday. Oh, no.
I'm going to wolf it, correct.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I got to wolf it.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow, ESPN 2 at 2 p.m. Jalen will likely be wearing a hat because you know when Jalen don't have a cut, he has a hat.
I'll wear a hat on Tuesday and Wednesday.
We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. Got to give the people.